Blog Talk Radio.
You have reached the family of Airwaves America. Renaissance Radio presents the Dave and GC Rock Show. This is a show where we try to think for ourselves and offer thought-provoking, stimulating, informative, and entertaining discussion. Welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dave and GC Rock Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am one of your hosts, GC Rock, place to be, and I want to welcome you all to the show. Thank you all for hanging out with us. You didn't have to, so I thank you very, very, very much. We are here. Man, I got here at the last minute. That's why it kind of start talking there. Had some issues going on with dialysis. I still got some issues, but I had to show straight here. And our home Dave in the house, you know, doing his thing. You know, we see he got going on. And
what's going on, man?
Not much. How you doing?
No, I'm doing all right. I've been better. Let me know if you want some real sexy radio promos recorded, because now's the time. My voice is just like, because I can do, you know, yo, ho, all together. I don't know what's going on. My voice. I got a cold or something.
Oh, all righty. I can hear it.
But it's great for doing promos.
You are exactly correct about that one.
How you doing?
I'm good.
You were on your machine when I texted you later, I assume.
No, that's the issue that I have going on. I couldn't get on a machine. I had a couple mishaps, and I'm trying to correct that now. So I might have to hand the show off to you so that I can get things done. But, I mean, we got it going on for a minute I'm good for right now, but yeah.
All right, give out the number, do all the stuff that you always do.
I could do that. I see your real quick. See that you're logged here twice.
Yeah, leave me on, because one of them is for audio. Right, I'm talking to you on the phone thing, because I come through way, way better on these earbuds. So I'm going to go as long as they stay up. Little pieces of audio. I got a second phone that I've got some stuff on, and That's what's coming through the direct line.
Oh, cool beans.
Yeah, so I'm trying something different now. So
yeah, that gives me an idea to try that too, because I have some stuff on my phone that I want to play too. Anyway, all right, welcome to the show. I want to thank you for being here. You didn't have to, but you did. But we thank you very, very much. The call-in number to the show, if you want to call in, the call-in number is 516 1705. Once again, that is 516-387-1705. If you have a question or a comment, all you got to do is hit the 1 on the dial pad and let us know that you want to chime in on the conversation. You can check us out on the website. Website is www.airwavesamerica.com. You can go there and get all the information on what we got going on, when there's going to be a show, and all the good stuff. And you can also stream the show from there. There's a spot on the website that you can stream this show from the website. So if you want to do it that way, you can. It's all good. You know, that technology thing. If you want to email me, you can email me at gski@airwavesamerica.com. That's G-S-K-I at airwaves, W-A-V-E-S, America.com. And if you want to email Dave, same thing. All you have to do is email him at Dave@airwavesamerica.com. And that's D-A-V-E. At airwavesamerica.com. Super. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Getter, TikTok, and all that other stuff. I'm G-Ski Rocks on the platforms. It's G-S-K-I-R-O-B-K-S. And on Facebook is the one that's different. That one is G-Ski Rocks also, but it's spelled B-E-E. S-K-I-R-O-C-K-S. But I'm G-Ski Rocks on all the other platforms. And like I said, I'm on Getter now. I'm on Rumble now. I haven't been putting anything on Rumble, but stay tuned. I will. And, yeah, on Getter and all that good stuff. I'm going to be getting on Truth Social. But right now, Truth Social is only for Apple product now. If you have an Android, it's coming soon, but it's not on that platform yet. So, I have both Apple and Android products, so I can get on True Social. I just have not yet. I will. But like I said, True Social right now is for Apple products. I guess they're working on it. It does say it for the Google Play Store. It does come soon, so I'm assuming that they're working on it. So you can check me out on all those platforms. You know, I've been perusing Getter. I even posted some stuff and re-gettered. I don't know how you say it. You know, re-gettered some stuff over there. it's been going pretty good, and you know, I've seen on there. So, and our friend from New Mexico is over there too. So, check it out. You know, if you don't want to be censored by Twitter and all that. So, yeah, it's a good spot to check out. So, check out Getter. Yeah, and that's all the good stuff. That's all the good stuff. That's how you.
That is good stuff.
Yes, that's where you can find us. And there's, you can find us on TikTok too. Dave, what's your TikTok handle? I don't remember off the top of my head.
I think it's Super Dad or something. Super Dad. No.
Yeah, Super Dad on TikTok.
I think I don't know.
Yeah, make sure you check out what...
I can't play... I don't have anything on there. I use it as, like...
Yeah,
to get
information.
Quick.
Yeah.
Right, because it'll... You know, you get... First of all, there's going to be clips that people put on there that are not going to be on the news. Not that I watch the news. But it'll be, you know, direct... Usually it's direct from the horse's mouth type of thing. Holy cow, they said that. Now, there are plenty of people who do lip sync, which is, you know, kind of cool. I like the Nancy Pelosi lip syncer. She's hilarious.
Yeah.
But there are also like deep fake stuff going on that. But those you can ferret out which ones are, you know, authentic. And some of it is just, you know, a clip from a show that somebody wanted to post, somebody agreed with, or whatever. Might even be something for off of C-SPAN, you know? You know, it's just the right amount, you know, to give you, to get the point across. And there's some really funny people on TikTok, very creative people on TikTok. And I just enjoy kind of scooting through and seeing what grabs me. And if I, you know, if I like something or I want to save it, I'll just double tap it and it'll be in my account where all your favorited videos are saved, so I can get back to it.
Yep.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Cool. But I found something today and I sent it to you. Did you check it out?
Yes, I did.
It was a message to the Supreme Court nominee that's going to be a justice pretty soon because no one can stop it.
Right. Yeah, I had to laugh when I did see that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to laugh when I seen that because it's quite simple.
Clip. Yeah, it's a clip from Kindergarten Cop. And, you know, it's when he first goes in the classroom and he, you know, the kid raises his hand.
Boys
says,
have a penis. Girls have a vagina.
Now, I ask you, isn't that really all you need to know?
All you need to know?
It really is. Now, Andrew Dice Clay had a little different definition, but I'm not going to say it. I'll let you imagine what he had. So.
Uh-huh.
He was hilarious.
Yes.
But I can't see how anybody can, with a straight face for this one, a Republican or Democrat, if you're too scared to give a definition, because you're going to face the wrath of the – now it's increased to like 6 or 7 letters, LGBTQ, Ku Klux, plus one, plus D, you know,
yeah.
The alphabet community.
I was talking about that this morning with the captain. What the hell is the plus sign for?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like LGBTIAQ+.
I don't know.
So
Dave Chappelle is going to have to alter his definition because he just calls them the alphabet community, right?
Yes.
He's gonna have to call them the typewriter keyboard community because I think somebody just started pressing numbers and buttons.
You're right.
I
know what they're doing.
The keyboard
though.
Community.
I know what they're doing. They're adding all that stuff because they're trying to increase their community so that they can see like a large size majority, because what they're like, what 2-3% of the population, right?
Yeah,
something like that. I don't remember what the number is. They're trying to increase it. They're trying to make it bigger. So that's why they're adding all this crap to it, so that they can increase their community, become more of a minority, and have an even bigger voice, have an even bigger impact on all of us now.
Okay.
Yeah, which is
I'll see you that reason, and I'm going to raise you a reason.
Oh, go. Let's go.
All right. Also, down the road, pardon me, down the road is going to include some letter or acronym of people who are attracted to minors.
Yes.
Which means, and I'll be darned if Usama Dakdok didn't call this years and years and years ago. They're going to make legal, you know, under certain circumstances or over certain regulations or with certain provisions, sex with minors. Now, from his point of view, it was from the Muslim side, right? The side of Islam.
Right.
But you know darn well that American pedophiles don't care about Allah. It's a safe bet that they're not, maybe some of them, but they don't give a damn about Allah. But they'll be in a category which will protect them or which will include them, and then there'll be a new minority that you can't pick on anymore.
Right.
Or beat up.
Yeah.
You can't beat me up. I'm a so and so such and such. But that was my daughter. And I'm gonna beat you. Yeah, I don't know how they're gonna. I don't know. It's the slow mushing of everything, you know.
Yeah.
That just picks away and picks away and picks away.
Right. Yeah. That you know that reminds me of a group. I'm not exactly sure if they're still around. I think they are. NAMBLA, you remember NAMBLA?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just gonna say that. I know who you're talking about now. As soon as you said that, yeah. But
North American Man Boy Love Association.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. And
I remember years ago, there was an actual lawsuit against them, which they ended up winning, by the way. They had pictures of naked boys on their website. Now, anywhere else in the world, they call that child pornography, right? But what they did was they put cartoon heads on. Not considered child pornography. But the question is,
well, there
how
you
did
go.
Get the pictures in the first place?
You know what they did. They're sick.
Yeah. But,
man.
Yeah, they ended up winning that case. They said, okay, for you to have these pictures as long as there's cartoon heads on them. Which blew my mind.
And the problem is, somebody had to put those cartoon heads on them, which means they had the pictures that don't have the cartoon heads.
Right.
Someplace.
Yeah.
So I don't know how a judge didn't. Well, I mean, I do, because the judges were whack too, probably. But
yeah,
just like the one that was going to be confirmed in a week or so.
Yes.
She's gonna be. Dangerous, man. He is going to be
very dangerous.
I'm worried about this one.
Yes.
And they're whining.
Too.
Oh, yeah, you're a racist for even asking this question. Are you kidding me? What did you do to Brett Kavanaugh with a straight face? You knew it was lies.
Exactly.
What did you do to all the other ones with a straight face? I just don't see how they can do all this stuff with a straight face.
I don't understand it at all. And most of the questions I asked her were good. She got it. She didn't want to answer. Like, you know, can you define what a woman is?
Right.
That's simple. Like I said, the clip that you just played makes it very easy. Makes it very easy. That's all she had to say.
And just so you know, that was the extent of my show prep today. So, I don't know what else I got. Yeah. Go on.
Well, you got one up on me because I've done nothing. I've been trying to deal with this dialysis thing. So yeah, I didn't do anything. It's still not fixed. There's still some things that I have to do. I might have to dip out. I'll be back, but I have to dip out. I gotta try to take care of this. She's gonna get me, and I don't want that. Anyways, this judge couldn't answer simple questions. And what blows my mind is, there is no doubt in my mind that she's going to face some of the stuff where at some point, she's going to have to answer that question.
You know,
why couldn't you answer it?
She's going to answer it the way she couldn't answer it at the confirmation.
Right.
And she's going to, it's going to be the wrong answer.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, Ted Cruz was trying to pin her down. If I wanted to identify instead of as a Hispanic person, I want to be Chinese. Could I bring a lawsuit of people discriminating against, and then a half an hour later change back? Just to get the lawsuit in. Who has standing? How are you gonna negotiate this? That's the one thing that I would probably do if I was a senator. And say, don't call me senator. Get right to your answer, because all you're doing is killing time, and that's my time. You're just wasting the time. This senator, at first there's like a 4-second pause, then they say senator, then it's like 4 or 5 more seconds, and then it's, you know, although I understand what you're asking, I don't think that's a question I can address. Yeah.
You know,
the
crazy thing is here in Georgia, one of the locals wrote an article specifically addressing this question about the, you know, say I want to be Asian or Chinese. And they said that question was stupid. They said it was racist and it was stupid, because you know you can't do that. You know you can't be a race. And I'm sitting there going, you just killed your...
Yeah, have you been watching? Have you been watching? Yeah.
You just killed your own argument. You guys are saying that, you know, one day I could wake up and say that I want to be a woman. I want to identify as a woman. So why can't he say that he's Asian? Or why can't he say that he's black? Like, what's her name? Rachel Dawson.
Who are you to say that he's not?
Yeah.
Right? Who are you to say he's not? That's how they look at it.
Yeah. Who are you to say that he's not? So, yeah. I just answered your own question. You can't say that it's a stupid question because he knows he can't do that. Why not? You're letting people do it now. We got this doggone swimmer, Mr. William Thomas, who was 426 amongst the men swimmers. 426. Decides to be a woman, and he's ranked number one. Go figure.
Well, that's what happens. That's what happens when you're brought up and everyone gets a trophy, I guess.
Yeah. 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 When you're brought up and everyone gets a trophy. Yeah. It's a shame.
Yeah.
It's a doggone shame. But, they're going to confirm her. You know, I thought I thought maybe Manchin was going to be a holdout, but he's not. He's already said that he is going to vote. He said that he is going to vote for her. We know the Republicans aren't going to vote for her, but there's not enough of them to stop it. So, yeah. Right. I think as far as that, they need a simple majority, which is only 51. So, that's a done deal. So, yeah, the court's going to be
so
the court's going to be
is there anybody so they can't filibuster judges anymore. Didn't they take that all off the table?
No, it's still there. Just
well, maybe that will happen.
Yeah, but it's threatening now to use it.
I wouldn't threaten to do it. I'd just do it.
So, it's sad to say, but, you know, Republicans ain't, they don't have a backbone, so. There's a few, but for the most part, the majority of them don't have a backbone, and that's really sad.
Yep.
But hopefully what will happen in the midterms, we'll get some people that do. Hopefully that'll happen. I mean,
they're going to get savaged, but I agree. I hope they do.
Yeah.
But they're going to get. You don't see what?
No, I was going to say I don't see those dynamics changing here in Georgia. As far as our senators are concerned, I don't see that changing. We're going to be stuck with the two that we have, Raphael Warnock and what's his name, John Ossoff. There's just nobody that I think that can take them out at this point. We have on one side running against.
Are they Republicans? Are they Republicans?
No, both are
okay.
Democrats. Yeah, both are Democrats.
Yeah, that's like New Hampshire. Both. I got them both in New Hampshire are Democrats too. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, 2020 was the year that Georgia made that quote unquote switch. I know that a lot of that was cheating, but.
Oh yeah, because they still had the same 2020 rules for that election. I remember that.
So,
drop boxes and mail-ins and blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so what happened was these two guys got in. I've always said, as far as Raphael Warnock got in, his was probably legit. But I think John Ossoff, which he beat David Duke, I don't think his was legit. I think there was a little cheating going on with that one. I think there was cheating on Warnock too, but the person that he running up against, Kelly Loeffler, she's had awful campaign team. They did awful campaigning.
Mm-hmm.
She was a good person. She was a good, but she was new to the game. She was actually picked by our governor because the previous senator was Johnny Isaacson. He had retired because he had been sick. And so he had retired. I think he passed. He might have passed. I don't remember. But anyways, he had become sick and stuff like that. So, you know, he said he wants to go ahead and retire and spend as much time with his family as he can. So the governor had the option to pick someone. He picked a business lady. Her name was Kelly Loeffler. She did very good as a senator. She did some great things for the state of Georgia. She did great things with her business and all other stuff. She was good. But, like I said, she was inexperienced. You know, she hadn't done the campaigning thing. You know, because, like I said, she was selected by the governor, so her campaigning that was all new. And like I said, she picked an awful campaign team. And yeah, they were terrible. And this Raphael Warnock guy, I keep on telling people, he's the pastor of Dr. Martin Luther King's former church, Martin Luther King Jr.'s church.
Yeah.
So, number one, he had a name for himself. And number two, he knows how to talk to the people. So he ran a really, really, really good campaign, even though Kelly Loeffler's campaign, they were trying to smear him, which I never agree with smear tactics. It doesn't matter which side it is.
Well, the unfortunate part about that is it works.
Yeah.
So knowing this, we proceed, I guess.
Yes. But anyways, you know, they tried to mirror him, but the problem was what they were using. A video from what's his name? Obama's former pastor. Yeah.
Oh, Reverend Wright.
Yeah, Reverend Wright. They were using his video. Remember when he was around, goddamn America and all this other stuff?
Yeah, they were using that.
And they were saying, well, Raphael Warnock supports this pastor. I'm like, oh, that didn't work when Obama was running for president the first time. So if it didn't work for Obama, why are you guys using it? It didn't work when they tried, you know, Obama. And, you know, Obama got through flying colors, and now they're trying to use it to mirror Raphael Warnock, saying that, you know, he agrees with this pastor, he connected to this pastor, he done supported this pastor, and had this pastor in his church and all this other stuff, and it didn't work.
But is he? But was it all true? Was it all
true? It was all true. But... well, like I said, it didn't work when they tried to use it against Barack Obama. See, the problem is, and it's a racist thing. Black people on the left are okay with that. Everybody was like, well, you know, goddamn America, you know, because they talk about racism and slavery and all that stuff. You know, just like Malcolm X. At one time, the chickens come home to roost. Black people fall into that. And he's right, you know, because they go back to slavery and all that stuff.
Yeah,
we were slaves for 400 years and the oppression and the crow laws and all this other stuff. So they go, yeah, he was right. So the black folks fall in place. And then you got to add on to the matter that this is the past of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s church. So he's a well-known guy, and you know they try to fit him in Martin Luther King's shoes at certain points. So this guy has a lot of respect and a lot of pull, and he knows how to talk to people. So yeah, he pretty much walked the floor with Kelly Loeffler.
He already had the gravitas.
Yes. And Kelly Loeffler didn't have it. Like I said, she was a great senator while she was in there. I mean, she was in there a long time. She was a great senator. She knew how to talk to the people and stuff like that. And she honestly made her rounds. She was all around Georgia doing stuff. She was very, very active. But, like I said, she just had a campaign team. It was her first time doing this stuff. And
couldn't close the deal.
Yeah, they were awful. Yeah. You know, I just wish I could have been on her campaign team. Like I said,
is she running again? Or?
No. Yeah, she said, you know what, I'm done. I'm not gonna do it again. Right now, the person that is running against now is Herschel Walker.
Okay.
However, Herschel Walker is a good guy. Of course, a great, 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 great football player.
Yeah.
However, as far as being fitter, me personally,
did he go woke or something?
No. I don't mean to down the guy, but he's the best way I can describe him, he's like the boxer of Evander Holyfield. And
okay.
I used to make fun of Evander Holyfield because Evander Holyfield, you know, because I used to stay, well, I do right now, I stay closer than ever to his house. I stay, you know, down the street from his house. I used to see him all the time. He used to run across him in his store all the time because he used to go to the store, blah, blah, blah. He's not the smartest guy in the world. You know, he's,
right.
Hi, I'm Babanda Odipi, and I'm Babanda Obata. That
all
is
right.
Herschel Walker. That is Herschel Walker.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm number 27. Wait a minute. 72. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's had way too many hits. And
one too
yeah.
many hits from the snake, yeah.
You can tell. You can tell. If you go to any of his rallies, hear him talk and things like that, you can tell he's taken one too many hits. And that's...
Can I just say that either Herschel Walker or Evander Holyfield would make a better president and vice president combo than what we have now?
Now, that is true. That is very true.
Because I can't believe some of the stuff I'm hearing from the vice president, and it is the biggest circular stupidity I think I've ever heard.
It is.
You know, it's time to do what we have been doing, and that time is now. And I'm sorry, what? Wait a minute. We asked what you were going to do. What are you going to do to address X? Well, it is time to do what we have been doing, and that time is now. What's that going to do today? What's the other one? Oh, the passage of time. The significance of the passage of time. There's great significance. And if we look at the passage of time, we see that there is great significance. What? What are you talking about?
Yeah. And also.
Plug that into any context. So I'm taking it out of context. Yes, I admit it. But you plug it in. You plug it into a context. Go ahead. I'll sit here and wait. I'll wait. I don't know any context that jumble of words and punctuation would fit into anything.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, did you hear? I talked about it on the show. I forgot where you were, but you and I talked about her. She went on a show and they asked her to explain the war in Ukraine, and
yeah.
Her words after war, okay, Ukraine is a small country in Europe. Russia is a bigger country in Europe. Russia invading the smaller country, Ukraine. And it was, oh, my God. I'm like, oh.
Do you have that, children? Do you guys understand? Yeah, it was like she was talking to third graders.
Yeah. I'm like, what is this crap?
Right.
That is how she speaks anywhere she goes. Because you're right. She said the same when she was in Poland. They're like, oh, my God, seriously? And again, she did that same cackling laugh too, at
the
question. Yeah, at a question that was serious. I'm like,
what are you laughing about? Yeah.
What are you laughing about?
It was a question about what are you going to do for refugees? A friend in need is a friend indeed. That's all you got, really?
This lady is, and it's crazy because remember, she was a district attorney in California. This lady has no clue, none, zero.
Well, remember, we also recall that she got district attorney in California by way of Willie Brown.
Okay.
Set her up the ladder.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's not anything she earned on her own, other than doing the nasty or whatever.
Yeah.
Now I'm not saying that won't, you know, might not be work at times depending on who it is, but. Not to be vice president.
Right. Yeah, so, you know, he...
Do you have a magic vagina? Is that the deal? is it a magic one?
Yeah, it is. Sorry. It's absolutely crazy and insane. And you would think... Before, I think I said it last week, you would think that they would have learned their lesson the first time. So they say, we're going to pick a black woman to be our vice president. Exactly how they did it. They weren't looking at anybody else, not women in general. They were looking for a black So they selected her, and this is what we got. So
Okay, so listen. Okay. there are millions. I feel safe in saying that there are millions of strong, confident, accomplished black women that, if they were looked at, they could have beat her out for the job. Easy.
Yeah, but they have the wrong letter in front of their names.
Well, they have the wrong ideology. So that's what the combination is.
Yes.
The combination of the safe is you've got to have a progressive bent. You've got to be all in on climate change. Things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, because one of my favorites, I thought that she would have been a great selection, would be Condoleezza Rice.
Would be who?
Condoleezza Rice.
Oh, Condoleezza Rice.
Yeah.
Okay.
That woman is brilliant.
For a concert pianist, yeah. I don't have anything. I mean, there are people who would, you know, bring up, well, what about this, what about this, what about that, but as far as you know, women goes, qualifications, things like that, at least what was she, the Secretary of State under Bush?
Yes. And he was also
So her foreign policy would be.
No, go ahead.
Well, all I'm saying is she in the State Department, as crooked as that it ends up being, but her foreign policy would at least be informed, unlike
right.
the one they picked. But Condoleezza Rice is not a progressive Democrat.
Right. That's true.
All right, so who do you think will be, do you think, this is a hypothetical, but it's a fun one, because you know it's not going to be the one he used last time. Who would be Trump's vice president in 24?
Oh, wow.
Isn't that a fun one?
Yes, that is a good question. Yeah, because Trump has already said that it's not Pence. And Pence has already said that too. Yeah, Pence has said it too. Matter of fact, I think Pence might make a run for it too.
Oh, for the big job?
Yeah, I seen something yesterday that suggests that he might be running also. So,
well, the thing is, none of them can announce yet, because then they have to declare all the money that comes in as soon as they announce.
Right.
As whatever it is. But until then,
right.
they can, I mean, that's kind of what Trump is doing. I mean, he has more money than both Republicans and Democrats, the party. He has more money that he's raised than both of the other two put together.
Yep, and he's about to run more because he's going to be here Saturday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he's going to be here in Georgia Saturday. I can't.
That's tomorrow.
Yes.
That's tomorrow. You're not going to go?
Yeah, I can't. I wanted to, but I can't. I have prior.
You can watch it on Newsmax, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Newsmax carries it.
Yeah.
Where's he going to be?
He's going to be in the city of Commerce, Georgia. That's probably it's probably in like an hour from where I am. Yes, it's not that far. They almost include that as part of Metro Atlanta. But yeah, they don't quite make the cut, but they almost do. And speaking of that is the one issue that, you know, because you can't stand with somebody 100% all the time. And the one issue that I do have with Trump is that he is targeting our governor, David Perdue, the former senator that lost John Ossoff. David Perdue is running for governor, and he's being supported by Trump. Because Trump is mad at our current governor, Brian Kemp, because
he didn't do the audit.
He didn't demand the audit. But the governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, has done a phenomenal job here in Georgia. Now, I understand his position. He likes to leave things up to those who have the power to do something about it, which that is the Secretary of State, Rassenberg, and that's what he was doing. He was leaving it up to him. And our Secretary of State, he's a Republican also. So at the moment, our governor had no reason to question what the Secretary of State was saying as far as 2020 election was concerned. You know, I mean, he finds out later all the crap that was going on. And, you know, by that time, it was a little bit too late. But he was leaving it up to him to do his thing. He was letting him, Secretary of State, which, I mean, I agree with that. You know, Secretary of State is the one that controls all the election stuff and blah, blah, blah. And he's letting him do his thing. You know, because
No. It's the state legislature that controls the election stuff.
Yeah.
Not the Secretary of State. But the Secretary of State, I believe, in Georgia, decided to, whether the legislature let them or not, to change what ballots are allowed. And the legislature said no, just like in Pennsylvania. So what happened was the Secretary of State usurped power from the legislature, who had already spoken, and they went ahead with it anyway. So you've got all the votes that were allowed in under the quote-unquote new rules, but they were bogus rules. But
right.
They were still counted.
Right.
So, I mean... I don't know. I don't live there. I don't watch what on. I mean, that's just my understanding of it in a nutshell of it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you are correct about that.
Something still should be able to be done. Something still should be able to be done once you realize. In other words, when you said that they were saying, okay, well, I guess it's a little too late now to do anything. It's not. The laws were broken. Right? And since when does any criminal get to keep what they've stolen? If they're caught.
That is true.
So there's ways to deal with that through decertification. In Wisconsin, their assemblies were decertifying, but it doesn't matter because it's not the legislature decertifying.
Right.
So it's closer, though. You know what I mean? That's like a step closer than not decertifying by anybody officially. But
right.
Anyway, so, you know, I'm just dropping that in as you were discussing. It's not something that's too late. And if they're telling you that, then that's gaslighting.
Right.
Because there is something that can still be done and still should be done. Whether all the ducks are in the right order to do that thing, I don't know. And I don't know what ducks and what order they need to be in. But hopefully something is in the works to fix it. I know Trump has finally filed a lawsuit against the Clinton campaign in 2016. For all the lies that they did, you know.
Yes,
so I think
I've seen that.
That's great. I mean, he has a pretty good case.
Yeah. Yeah. Because all that stuff were lies.
Mm.
Yeah,
I just remembered something. This is. I just remembered something that's like off the. Do you want? Sorry, go ahead. Wrap this up, because I want to.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I want to mention something else. No, because I'm going in a different direction here. So you can finish up, and then I'll pick up where I.
Yeah, I just the problem that I have right now. What's going on is Trump is splitting the Party here in Georgia. He is he's campaigning for David Perdue and to beat Brian Kemp in the primaries, and that's creating a lot of division, which it's gonna create difficulty for us because once again, we have Stacey Abrams running for governor also. She said when she lost some 4 years since Brian Kemp, she said that she wouldn't run again. But now that she's seen the opportunity that's at hand, because I guarantee you, I guarantee you, if David Perdue beats Brian Kemp in the primaries, Stacey Abrams is going to wipe the floor with David Perdue. And
really?
our state's going to go Democrat. Yep. That's going to happen if David Perdue beats Brian Kemp in the primaries. Brian Kemp can beat Stacey Abrams. And
Perdue
yeah.
is the guy that Trump endorses?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So.
Well, what pops into my mind is, maybe it's just because I trust a little bit, and maybe it's not, you know, something that we can fix this time around, but if you say the Republican Party is going to be split because of this, I mean, I'm asking myself the question, is it because it needs to be split?
That is a good question. Maybe
so,
it does.
I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. Maybe it does, and then, you know, you need to shake out. Maybe it's going to take more than this one election. But, you know, and maybe you're right. Maybe Abrams will beat Perdue. Maybe it's, you know, some rhino rind that needs to be scraped off.
That could be true.
Yeah. Anyway, so what I was going to say is when I brought up Hillary Clinton, I jogged another angle that I don't know if you've seen any of the video of, I think it was the funeral of George H.W. Bush, and all the heads of state and all the high mucky mucks are up in there, and they all had some kind of a folded card, like a little folded card, and when they opened it up, there was a message on it for them. And
I've
been seeing on TikTok like a screenshot of the note. I have no idea if it's the truth or not. And it was because Hillary reacted almost violently to when she read the thing. Some others kept their composure and you know folded it up, but she the one that she looked at. And it might have been the same thing on all of them, but it was from the office of George H.W. Bush. You know, it was an official President Bush seal type of thing. And then in scripted cursive writing, it says, "They know everything. I'm sorry." And that's all it said. George Herbert Walker Bush. So, I don't know what that means. But it's definitely interesting to, you know, to kind of like noodle on it. They know everything. And that was back at his funeral, which was like 4 years ago, 3 years ago, maybe four.
Yeah, something like that.
Because Trump was president at the time.
Yes.
And, you know, it was almost like something that he arranged all those people to get those notes. And then, you know, I don't know if he arranged it now that I've read it, because it didn't come from him. It didn't come from somebody that he would have controlled. It came from the swamp. It came from H.W. Bush.
Yeah.
And he's like the epitome of the swamp, right?
Right. That is interesting.
Whatever. Anyways, I just It could have been just BS, you know, because it's just totally been nothing. But I found it interesting. I've seen it a couple of different times.
Yeah.
From different places. So I don't know. What right. I really like though is the guy. He's on TikTok. He's kind of like slightly Oriental. He's got this long, long hair. He's probably about in his mid-50s. He was the White House photographer during Trump's presidency.
Uh-huh.
And he will, he has, you know, stories like that just totally contradict whatever the narrative was on him. In other words, he listened to everybody. He didn't shut people down and dictate his, you know, his feelings. He listened
right.
to people when they're in a room in a meeting. And all this guy is like a fly on the wall taking pictures, you know? And
yeah.
they've come to ignore that kind of a thing. So he's just in the room like a fly on the wall.
Yeah.
Telling stories about, you know, how Trump treated people, how he reacted to, you know, different things. It's totally the opposite of what was said about him. Everything was the opposite.
Yeah.
That guy's cool. Good.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna have to find him.
Right. I'll send you one when I find it. Because I come across him every couple of days. He's got something on
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, once you get him, you can kind of go through all his stuff. You can just click on his thing and then go through all the stuff that he does. So.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to have to definitely check him out.
Where are you with your dialysis issue? You need to break away? What are you doing?
I need to break away and deal with this.
We got the top of the hour.
Okay. I'll run some personal stuff like that, and then bring you back. And hopefully, I'll make it back.
Hey, can you see if Susie can pop in? So I have a little bit of a. Because like I said, I don't have anything to really go on and on. We can discuss things. I can do better
okay.
that way.
Okay. Yeah. We'll do that. We'll do that.
All right.
She is. She is. All right. Okay. You
right,
are
cool.
listening to the Dave and G-Ski Rock Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. We will be right back.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Oh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom! Come to the forest, where the more adventurous you live. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My daddy was a hero, and I'm so proud of him. I love him, and I miss him very much.
I made you, Dad. I love you, Daddy.
Very sad and hurtful that my sisters won't have as much as memory like I do with my dad.
When I told the girls that their daddy became an angel, it was extremely hard. Because their daddy was no longer there to tuck them in at night, to be with them every day.
There are over 1,000 families that need our help. Tunnelton Towers is honoring those heroes that risked their lives by providing them with mortgage-free homes.
The moment I stepped in my home, I was in awe, knowing that this was the most beautiful home I'd ever stepped into.
I love this house because it helps me and my mommy and my baby sisters and all my other family to realize that other people are there with us and supporting us.
I'm Frank Silla, chairman of the Stephen Silla Tunnel to Towers Foundation. This is our contract with our first responders and military, that when you go and serve your country or your community, and you give your kids a kiss goodbye, and you don't come home, or you're catastrophically injured, we're going to give them a mortgage-free home.
It means so much to me, as a law enforcement officer who was affected by a tragic incident with the loss of my husband, to know that if there is a loss in the future, the Tunnel to Towers will provide support for those families. They're not alone. I lost the father to my children. And for $11 a month, you can make families like mine more whole.
I'd like to ask you to contribute $11 a month to support their efforts. Please visit tunneltotowers.org.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I love life. I love life because there's a challenge and something new every day. I was told when I was getting married that I had this kidney disease, and my three sisters had it, and two of my brothers had it as well. It slows the kidneys down till they stop working. I tell myself that this can be rough and hard, but you can live and you can be happy. I go to dialysis three times a week. I spend 4 hours in the center. It's good to go to dialysis and see somebody care about you. I'm a social worker by profession. I like being around people. It is important to listen to your technicians and your doctors, your nephrologists and dietitians. If you don't talk to them, they don't know you feeling bad or feeling sick. By working together, you'll feel better. I got my husband, I got my family, I got my job. I visit different places doing health and wellness like hospitals, dialysis centers, clinics, and do workshops concerning prevention for kidney failure. Dialysis affects people in different ways. Find out how it affects you so you can be able to beat it to the punch, so you'll be able to be active and do things that you want to do. Be educated about what's going on with you and your body. I try to enjoy life more than what I have before. I have kidney failure, and I'm living well.
You're listening to Renaissance Radio on Airwaves America with Dave and GC Rock.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Dave of the Dave and GC Rock Show. I still don't know why he gives me top billing. I think he's paying the bill. Should be the GC Rock and Dave. That's what it should be. But he doesn't listen to me, so when it comes to things like that. Welcome back. If you want to call into the show, you can't, because I don't have the number in front of me. If you, it's 312, wait a minute. I got it right here. I just got to call it the right one. 516-387-1705. I had put an invitation out there for Steve from New Mexico to give a call in. I'm hoping that she takes me up on that. Like G-Ski always says, we got a great, great show, which means we have really no idea what kind of a show we're going to do until it's over. Usually, though, fate is with us because when at the end of the show we say, wow, that was a good show. And we talk about substantive issues. We talk about things that catch our attention during the week. We talk about whatever we think would be interesting that we don't see on the news. It's a number of different issues, and if I talk about the current headlines, if I'm going to do that, I'm usually like a couple of days behind because I take my time, try to get all the stuff and digest it. And then, you see how it shakes out, because how often do you find that the first thing that's reported on something is true? There's so many things. Russian collusion, the Steele dossier, the whole quid pro quo phone call, the insurrection. All of those things were reported as like the end of the world, and they didn't turn out to be even slightly true. In fact, they were the opposite of what was the truth. So, have I got somebody here with me?
Yeah.
No, I just heard some rustling. I got
hey,
two.
Hey, did you? I'm here.
Yes, hi.
This is two. Can you hear me?
Maybe I lost it.
This is two.
I can hear you when you say, yes, I got you, Sue.
Oh, okay. I just, I'll hang out with you until G-Ski gets back, if you'd like.
Oh, that's awesome. You are such a sweetie pie. I appreciate it.
You got a bad cold here.
I was just going to ask, how do you like my sexy phone voice?
Oh, it's sexy for sure, for sure. The cough
yeah.
doesn't sound
I had an opportunity. I know. I might have had an opportunity for a gig because one of the places I played a couple of weeks ago, they said we did a music festival a couple of weeks ago, and there were like five bands, and there was a two solo acts, a duo, and me, and then there was like a four piece band, and. It was at the American Legion in an adjoining town, and they have announced on Facebook that the first three acts are going to be playing there, but they haven't called me back yet. So there was going to be like the solo act, and then there's going to be the duo act, and then there's going to be the other solo act, and I haven't gotten a call yet. I'm like, hey. So then the guy puts out today. So he puts out today, and I was all ready. He said the guy that was going to be playing tonight, which is one of the guys I played with a couple weeks ago. He said for personal reasons or something came up for this guy, and he couldn't make it. And I was like inches away from diving on this gig. And then I was like, yeah, but I can't sing. I was like, ah. Because I could have probably filled in and gotten paid for the gig, but I can't sing. So I'm trying to coordinate my colds and COVID around the gig. So far it's working good. So I've got a little while longer I can be sick and then I can get back out there.
Well, do you have COVID?
No, No, I have no idea. I stopped checking. It's because to me, it's so irrelevant anymore for me.
Yeah.
It's like I'm so over it. You guys have hyped it up so much, and now, as it turns out, it's the vaccines that are creating havoc with people. You know?
Oh yeah, those vaccines are so dangerous. You know, and they're getting more dangerous. Everyone they come out with is a little bit more dangerous.
Well, it's retraining your body to it's, I heard a doctor talking about it today, and it kind of reminded me of someone who wears a back brace so that they don't, whether if they're lifting and stuff like that. Okay, but then if you don't have that back brace and you go to lift something, your body is used to having that back brace. You can throw your back out. And that's kind of what's going on with these vaccines. It's like a crutch, and that's why you need to keep having the boosters. And each booster you get makes your immune system more dependent on the next booster, I guess.
Well,
now,
not only that, it's changing your DNA. It's actually changing DNA, which is scary as hell to me. Nobody, I took the first two vaccines and I came up with COVID and it just doesn't go away. I tested, I got out of quarantine, I don't know how many days ago. I think it was last Friday, but it's still like coming back. And you know the weird thing is, COVID's supposed to be a respiratory virus, but to me the worst is the muscle aches and everything. I feel now like I did after I took the first two COVID vaccines way in the beginning. Mm-hmm. You know, and I was sick for a while with those. But it's affecting a whole bunch of systems. But to me right now, the worst is really intense muscle aching and on and off fevers and stuff. But, you know, it is what it is. Go ahead.
Yeah, they fix it. Yeah, no, I was going to say, man, it's the last thing that people who have taken the vaccine dutifully, like you, want to hear is that, wait a minute now, these things are starting to mess people up. You know, you take your dog in for a rabies shot, right? And then he gets rabies? What? Wait a minute, what? I thought we just got the shot for that. So the CDC the CDC admitted keeping some of this information from being published. Because they were thinking that people would interpret it as that the vaccines didn't work. Hello?
Wait, how about the CDC and all over the world, they came out with, they took the mandates down. I don't know if Canada has, but Trudeau's an idiot. But anyway, you know, these masks, which were definitely making it so I couldn't breathe with a mask on, especially if you're
there's
on oxygen.
Nothing good. Right,
oh,
nothing good
they
comes
didn't
out of
work. The PS90 masks and those you can't even get, those are the ones they, the nurses and stuff wear in the hospital. But all these idiots going around with these cloth masks and these little blue masks and stuff, the virus goes right through. Yeah, and I went to the doctor the other day. I got dirty looks by some of these idiots wearing masks because I didn't have my mask on, And I just looked at them and stared them down like, are you friggin' kidding me?
I got this. This is my body, my choice.
Yeah. Hey, I got a question for you if you want to talk about it. You know, if we take back the house in 2022, which right now I think there's a good chance we do. Well, one of the things a lot of them are talking about is investigating Fossey and possibly bringing him up on charges. I know Rand Paul right now is trying to do it, but of course he can't do it as long as the Democrats are in power.
Right.
Do you see that happening?
I would like to see that happen. Let's put it that way. I don't know if I don't know how slippery he is. He's pretty slippery.
Well, they
you know, they put a lot of information on him. Yeah.
You know,
and not a lot of it is, none of it's good, and nothing is happening.
No.
So that's what I'm saying. He's very slippery.
Yeah. Well, he's been able to be slippery. Number one, Trump didn't know who the hell he was. And, you know, when this hit, Trump was new in office and, you know, he went, you know, Fossey worked with Reagan in the beginning. I kind of defended him. Because I thought, well, Ronald Reagan, he wouldn't have used him if he wasn't good. You know, the rest of them after that, well, I don't think much of any of those presidents, but, yeah, you know.
Well,
but anyway,
He should get him.
Yeah.
I'm saying back in the Reagan days, maybe he was good back in the Reagan days. You know?
Oh, I get
it. And then
over
time,
he's always a creep.
Well, I mean, over time, you can get corrupted.
Yeah.
I'm not making excuses.
This is biowarfare. That's what it is. They're war crimes. You know, people are hollering war crimes. Well, this is friggin' biowarfare, and he's been right in the thick of it. And so has Zuckerberg and Soros and, you know, just a whole bunch of them. I think the Clinton Foundation is messed up in it. Huh?
Well, those are the people who subscribe to the reduce the population of the earth theory.
Oh, yeah. All of them are Gates, you know, they're and the pharmaceuticals.
Yeah,
well, you know, the pharmaceuticals have been corrupt forever. And there's so much natural medicine out there that, you know, people, when I was in Las Vegas, New Mexico, you had the, you know, Mexican population who they still use, you know, the old time herbs and all that kind of stuff. And they taught me a lot of it. And that stuff worked.
Yeah.
You know. So
even some of the newer things, you know, what was that one? Hydroxychloroquine. They did that for the malaria, right? But they were using it on this. But you were crazy to do it, you know, and ivermectin, the horse dewormer or whatever. You know, all those things that have been.
Chloroquine's been out for 30, 40 years. So they knew, and you know what? In South Africa, where they have a lot of malaria, and so people have been taking this for a long time. They have the least reported cases of COVID. Did you know that? I didn't know.
No,
yeah.
That I did not know.
Yes. Yeah. They have the least amount of COVID cases in, you know, the South Africa, where, you know, there's a lot of malaria and the hydroxychloroquine. And that's what they have always treated it with. So a lot of their population, they almost routinely take it, you know, because malaria is such a big thing there. So, you know, anyway, there's Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff that is actually, you know, coming out. And, you know, I take zinc and stuff like that, too. But I've gone with a lot of, you know, more of the vitamins and all that kind of stuff. I think there's, you know, this Omicron or whatever, the new COVID virus, it's just a cold virus right now, except it, you know, hangs on, but then cold.
Well, I mean, there is no doubt that some, it affects some people worse than others, and that you don't know who's who until you get it. So there's a, you know, there's, you take a risk, you know, get with it. But as the great Leslie Nielsen said in, what was it? Police Squad. The Naked Gun. You take a risk crossing the street, and you take a risk sticking your face in the fan. Yeah. So there's plenty of plenty of.
That was a great movie. You're coming up with some good movies tonight. You know, there's a lot of movies
like my kindergarten
that goes right along with what's happening now.
Yeah, Kindergarten Cop one. You like that one?
Oh, I love that. Well, you know, I still watch that probably 3-4 times a year. It's one of my favorite. You know, I just think it's hilarious. I get a movie I like, and I don't care. I'll watch it over and over again.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way. I'm just, you know, like I've probably seen The Avengers, you know, like 36 times.
Oh, yeah. That's another good one. But, you know, well, what they're coming out in Hollywood now is just CRAP. And what really makes me mad is, they're redoing all of the old classics, and they're horrible when they redo them. And then when you try to get it on, you know, the TV or anything, the only thing they show is a new one, you know, like, I don't know, the Parent Trap, that's an older one, you know. But they're no good. And so I don't know. Are you going to watch the Oscars talking about movies?
What? No. What? I would never.
Yeah.
I would rather flip my wrist.
Oh,
no.
Well,
hell
you
no.
know that.
I can't. I
Mary,
hell to the no.
Yeah, I haven't watched the Oscars forever and ever and ever, you know. It's just, oh, I know what I want to talk about. I'm looking at it on TV now. The Hunter Biden laptops. What do you think is going to happen there?
I'm hearing that
Joe's going to throw him under the bus.
Really? I haven't heard that. I only know that it's to the point where some people are now embarrassed. The 50 agency heads that all said the thing, you know, some of them responded, some of them didn't respond. The people that responded kind of doubled down by saying, well, at the time we thought that was the reasonable thing
they had to check it out. Sources, yeah. Shoot, you just look at the laptop and it's all right there. It's all, you know, showing up. I read
It's all there to the degree that they can't really ignore it and claim any kind of credibility.
Well, he liked filming himself, and so he filmed himself actually talking to a lot of different people, And even when he was text messaging, he was filming himself and talking. So, I mean, right there, there's your proof that that guy, he should be behind bars. Well, along with Uncle Joe.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, you know what I heard today, too, and it makes a lot of sense. And Joe Biden came out and said it, that there's going to be extreme food shortages in the United States.
Yep.
And that's scary because a lot of our shelves here are already empty. They finally got distilled water in the grocery store last Wednesday, and used to be, you know, for months worth of distilled water, it cost me about $5-6. For 2 weeks distilled water, it cost me $30. And I have to have it for my oxygen machine.
Yeah, you need distilled water to clean, to go through that stuff. Yeah.
Well, it's to humidify it. Yeah.
Right. Sleep apnea machines need distilled water.
Yeah.
Coffee
and they're
machines,
saying,
you need to.
Yeah. And with my CPAP or my, I have BiPAP machine too, I've got to have the distilled water. But yeah, I mean, something as simple as that, what the heck is going on with distilled water? Well, probably one thing is they used to get their distilled water out of electric plants, and they used, you know, like the gas, you know, the old-fashioned electric plants that they're getting away from, and they're going on the windmills and all the rest of this crap, and that's where the distilled water comes from. And you know, Biden's been shutting those down too, and so you know, it's getting scary. And China said, like, I believe it, they're going to supply the United States with the fertilizer. See, that's a big thing that the food shortage is supposed to come about, because the farmers aren't going to be able to get fertilizer for their crops.
Okay, but I mean, you can grow food without fertilizer. It's not going to be as good. It's not going to be as pretty and sexy for the cellophane, but you can still grow food.
I grew up on a, it was kind of a ranch farm, fourth generation, and it depends on where you're at and the quality of the soil, and there's a whole lot. But these big farmers and stuff, and even like out in California, you pretty much have to have fertilizer, or you know, you don't have much of a crop at all, and that would make it, it's not so much the quality, it's the quantity, and that would create food shortages, because you're not going to get the quantity, you know, of the vegetables that you need. That was one thing in the Dust Bowl, and they found out after, you know, the Dust Bowl, when they went into conservation of soil and stuff, you know, rotating of the crops, and then also the different types of fertilizer and stuff, but you have to take care of the soil. So anyway, you know, and
all right, I'll give you that.
Yeah. What do you think about Biden and his little trip overseas? Oh my God, he just.
Well, before I go to that, let me let me finish with a thought that popped into my head. You know how that we just mentioned the whole cabal of people who think that the world should be the population needs to be reduced, blah blah blah, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this food shortage could very well be Plan B, because COVID didn't do it.
you're right on that one. I think you're very, very much right. You know, and you know, another thing is that I know I use.
I have no idea if I'm right or not. It's a wild guess, too.
I know it's wild, and, you know, I hate conspiracy theories and stuff, but I swear this stuff is just so like, you know, creepy. It just creeps you out.
It fits together so nicely. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like Dan Bongino says, please, people, in my audience, I want anybody, you got to call in with some new conspiracies, because all my other ones actually turned out to be true.
He would say that, wouldn't he? He's a good author, too.
That's exactly.
Have you read any of his books? Yeah.
No, but I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah, he's got some good books out there. I bought one. I haven't quite finished it. I kind of hopped from one to the other, you know, listening to him.
Yeah,
but,
right, yeah.
Right,
I'm still
now,
working
I
my
mean,
way through American Marxism. I'm still working my way through that.
Did you read that?
I'm taking a break from it. What's that?
Oh, you are.
I'm working my way through it. Yes.
Is it good? Because I saw that and I keep, you know, yeah, I'm going to get it. But then I thought with everything that's going on, it might be just way too depressing right now. You know.
Well, I mean, it kind of, what it does is, it's kind of like you dump out the box of puzzle pieces on the table, right? And then you flip them all over so that you can see the picture on them, right? What the book does is it kind of moves them into alignment so that all you have to do is plug one to the next. It kind of cleans up and makes everything you're able to wrap your head around things. Like I said, I have not even finished the thing,
How far are you into it?
I'm probably on like chapter 3, and I just haven't, I kind of put it down, and it's like, I was going to take it on vacation, but I forgot to take it on vacation, so I couldn't read it in the airport.
I think
your
wife is happy.
Yeah, probably. Probably. She doesn't agree with me on all that.
This is interesting. I follow this one vlogger on YouTube. He's ex-military from the Great Britain. He's actually from Ireland, but he joined up and he fought over in Afghanistan and everything. And he does these real short clips, you know, kind of like what you see on TikTok. And one thing that he said, guess what? The UK is doing now.
What?
They're putting in nuclear power plants. And there's one village, I think it's maybe in Sussex, that is protesting. They don't want it in their village. But it's like he said, he put this out today. He said he's going to put it there. But, you know, you look at these gas prices, and they're saying, oh, buy the electric cars, which nobody can afford. But then nobody thinks about where does the electricity come from to charge up your friggin' cars.
Right.
You know.
Rush Limbaugh called them coal-powered cars. So you go... You go from a gasoline car to ultimately something that's powered with coal.
Exactly. Well, you know, I guess that, and I heard that maybe Germany and some of them over there anyway, they're starting to look at reactivating their nuclear plants. You know, they shut them all down because of this Green New Deal junk that they have. But what Putin's done
I saw or I read, now I don't know if this is true because it's so new, but somehow he told them, you're going to pay me 3 times as much for your fuel, and I'm going to change our rate for the dollar. So in other words, $3 is equal to 1 ruble. I think that's what it's called. But anyway, he's charging them so much money, you know, and I've got to kind of laugh at him. I hate to see people suffering like this. The gang, Trump tried to sell them oil from us, and he warned them about all of this. And he warned Germany and them about shutting down the nuclear power plants too quickly. You know, you get your, you know, green energy
thing he did was he bitched out Angela Merkel about what are you doing with this pipeline to Russia? What are you doing? You couldn't believe it. That's what they were going to do. It. We're supposed to be selling you stuff. You're our ally. And now Joe Biden gets in. And he lifts the sanctions on the pipeline or whatever control they had over it. They weren't making it. And then he shuts down us.
He wants to get gas from Iran and from, where is Maduro? What South American country is Maduro in?
Oh, yeah, Venezuela. Venezuela.
Yeah, he's a bad dude. Yeah, Venezuela.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to all these countries that basically hate America. And you know who's right behind that is, in my opinion, you've got the Bushes and especially Kerry. But Kerry is right in there on all of these, getting money from, you know, Iran and all that kind of stuff. And tied into the Green New Deal. That Green New Deal was nothing but a way for these crooked politicians to make even more money. They don't care about the environment. I mean, look, when they go to their conferences, they all fly over on their own jets and, you know, all the rest of it. They could care less about it, but it's all for them to make money. That's what it is.
Yeah, and all they have to do that is make you and me believe that they're doing it all for the greater good.
Oh, yeah. You know, and that...
I'm on to them, and I know you're on to them, but...
Oh, but you know, a lot of people still aren't. I'm not on Twitter or any of that stuff very much. You know, I've kind of gotten off of all of that. I like Getter. I'll go on Getter more than anything. But Getter is really good, and you can get some good information there. It's my favorite right now. But I'm only on Twitter and Getter. I'm still on Facebook, but I just don't go there very much. Oh, you know, I was going to ask you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, TikTok, you use TikTok a lot. How do you feel about China owning TikTok?
Observe TikTok with that in the back of my mind.
Have you seen any propaganda, Chinese propaganda on it, or is it pretty open?
It's pretty open, but they like Twitter and Facebook. Will follow the narrative to some degree. It's like they can't catch them all, but the ones they do catch, they'll take their video down. You go, hey, I was banned for 3 days, you know, but now I'm back. This is the video that got me banned or whatever. So I don't know to what degree they're removing accounts and taking videos down. But I know to some degree they are. which is one of the reasons I don't usually put anything on it. You know, I mean, anything
you
I would put
go
on
there
TikTok
for like the news stuff.
I mean, I'll scroll past, you know, the BS. So I mean, I'll follow people or I'll favorite a video or something.
Well, on Getter, a lot of people put out little things from TikTok, and some of that stuff is pretty hilarious.
That's true.
You know,
yeah. There's some very, very creative people.
Yeah, and it can be totally apolitical too. You know, they just put out some really pretty funny stuff out there.
Honestly, Sue, I can't do that for like. I can't take the steady diet of it. That's why I backed way off on all the political stuff. It's just I'm doing what I can.
Oh yeah.
You know, I'm keeping up with this, but I just can't handle the level that I just can't handle the level that it's gotten to.
Oh, I know. I don't watch
being,
the news.
You know. I'm doing what
you
I can.
Just can't. And you know what gets me that I've noticed, and this includes Fox News, all of them, is they're almost gleeful. The worse things get, they're almost gleeful because, hey, now we got something to yak about.
Right. Yep.
Have you noticed that?
Yep.
It just makes me
sick. No, because I don't watch Fox, but I can understand it because they're looking at eyeballs and ratings. That's the angle from which they, you know, from which they approach it. So, yeah, I can understand. It's easy for me to believe that there seems to be a little bit of glee, you know, in their reporting of all this horrible mess.
Yeah.
But I don't watch it. So I mean that's my answer. They're coming at it from, you know, a ratings thing. But hey, listen, I figured out if you want to check it out on my Facebook, I figured out the Facebook Live thing. And I did, put up a whole night, a whole entire night. There was like four sets of music.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to, is that the last one that you did? Where you
Happy
was the
Saint
fourth
Patrick's
one.
Day. It was St. Patrick's Day. That's what it was.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll go into Facebook. The only reason I go to Facebook is to see you and G-Ski there. So has he put anything else out?
I'm back.
Listen. I'm getting short of breath. I'm going to let you two guys take it over. It was fun to see you, James.
All right. Thank you so much, Sue.
All right.
So, G-Ski, bye-bye. Thank you. G-Ski, her question was, have you put anything out on Facebook recently, content-wise?
No.
All right. That was her question, because I was telling her about the lives that I did.
Yeah, I plan on, I have some more dialysis and the DJ stuff that I need to put up there, but I haven't put anything up there as of yet. I've been pumped with my stuff, so yeah, but I'm working on that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, life intrudes on these things.
Yes, it does. Very much so.
So how you doing? Are you
dropping
back in because you felt sorry for us? Oh my goodness, I gotta save these guys. They're really losing it.
No, I mean, there's not much more I can do tonight, so. You know, tonight's pretty much a done deal, so I'm dealing with that. Hopefully I can rectify things tomorrow. But yeah, it's not gonna happen.
You better.
Tonight.
You can't go too many days.
Yeah, I can't.
You can't go too many days.
You know, even though, like I said, you know, the way I've been doing dialysis and then with the weight loss, I'm in a much, much, much better situation. You know, before, because I've been losing weight since last October. Last October is when I decided to start losing weight. So since last October, you know, I'm in a much, much better place. Prior to that, if I missed, say, 2 days, 3 days, I'm hurting. I'm talking about hurting bad.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now, the weight loss and the way I've been doing dialysis now, I can go 4 days. No problem at all.
Okay, no, wait.
I don't
four
do
days
that.
Before you start feeling really, 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 really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can go four days.
You can't go 4 days and with no problem. There is problem on, like, day three and a half.
Well, now it's not. Now it's not. I can go 3 days and still feel real good. On that fourth day, things will start kicking in. I'll start noticing. Like, for me, the first thing that I'll notice is just doing simple things. Breath, like walking up the stairs. By the time I get to the top, I'm like, oh God, felt like I've been running.
Fucking wind, huh?
Yeah. And it's a terrible feeling. So yeah. So things like that will kick in. But like I said, now, I haven't pushed it like that. I've pushed it 3 days, and like I said, I've been perfectly fine. I don't know if I can go four. Now, I did dialysis on Tuesday, and that was fine. And no, I'm sorry, I did dialysis on Wednesday. Yeah, I did on Wednesday.
I was gonna say, I'm hoping you really mean Wednesday, because this is day four from Tuesday.
Yeah.
Or day three.
I did it.
So let me ask you this. If your stuff at home, if your home machine, like, craps out, is there a place you can go to say, hey, I got this home machine that broke down. Can I jump on a machine or something?
You know, I've never been in that situation, but I think so. Pretty sure that I can visit a dialysis center and they'll let me do my thing. Or I can go to the dialysis center that I did the training at, which is the place that I have to go there for checkups. But
Yeah,
I think I can go there and do it. That one is
and last week, I think Sue was asking you, are they holding the vaccine over your head to be on the list for those
points? Yes.
Still, you did find that out?
Yes. Yep.
Because at the time you didn't know, you hadn't heard.
Yeah. I had gotten two letters. One last year, October, telling me that if I didn't get the vaccine by December 15th, then I was going to be thrown off the list.
Yeah.
But I was already vaccinated by that point. I got vaccinated in June.
Yeah.
And then in January, I got another letter told me that I had to get the booster shot by March 15th also, or I was going to be thrown off the list. So, yeah, the beginning of March. No. When did I get that shot? I ended up getting sometime in March, and my wife actually made the appointment. I wasn't going to do it, honestly. I wasn't going to do it, but my wife ended up making an appointment, and I ended up going and out the way.
You do what you got to do. I mean, otherwise, they're going to throw you off the list. You're going to start over. So, you know, there's no point in that.
Yep. It was the day before my birthday, March 6th, I got the shot. So, I got the shot March 6th and sent them the copy of it and all that other crap. So I'm back on the list now. So it's all kosher. But, yeah, they've been holding it on my head. You know, you either get the vaccine or you're out. And they were get the booster or you're out. I'm hoping because I got the Moderna shot and they're talking about a fourth shot now. I'm hoping, praying that I don't get that letter from them saying that I got to do that. All right, we got 90 seconds left. First of all, thank you everybody for coming to the show.
Yeah, definitely. And I thank Sue for calling in and you know, kicking it around with me. I really appreciate that.
Most definitely.
You know, like I said, it's better to do that and you know, put out some decent content, but not have to, you know, have something prepared that you're going to go through. And I just didn't have really anything going on. I had, you know, ideas. I got some information, but anyways, I thank you, Sue. Thank you. I know you're still listening. So,
appreciate thank that. You so much. Now we're going to go ahead and do the outro and then, you know, continue like we normally do. Thank you, everybody. Peace out.
Peace out. You have reached the family of Airwaves America. Renaissance Radio presents The Dave and GC Rock Show. Thanks for joining our informative, stimulating, thought-provoking, an entertaining show. Welcome.
Bam! There we go.
I'll do an outro while my voice is nice and sexy. Maybe tomorrow morning I'll get up.
We'll
upload that, and then you can have, because that's the show opener that you play. So, I mean, a lot of it's all still relevant, you know. Thanks for joining us. Blah blah blah.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, if you do it while your voice is nice and sexy.
Oh yeah. I'm doing yo ho all together. Voice the colors high. Yo, I see that on TikTok with the basses. Oh, they get together and they harmonize, and it's like, that's like awesome. I mean, it has a unique sound.
Oh yeah.
But I was doing that. Like, man, I can get down there right now.
Yep, you can get down there right now. Hey, and just to let you know how much we're in the same house for St. Patrick's Day. Me and you were wearing the same shirt.
Oh, the Walmart lucky shirt, huh?
Yep.
Nice. I saw some of the waitresses had those on. at that night at that place. Yeah, that's a place I've been trying to get into. So they brought me in for that one, and I liked it.
Yeah.
So in probably at some point next week, I'm going to give him a call and see, you know, see where he can fit me. They have like a back deck during the summer. So they have like bands outside and stuff.
Oh, cool beans.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know if I mentioned it. I definitely took some notes, and when I checked out the audio that was on Facebook, I'm like, crap, you can't even hear like the drums. You can't even hear. So I spent probably a few hours going through and programming every song to crank up the drums, you know.
Right.
So that, because like at the place, it was so loud there. The people were so loud. You could hear how loud the people were. You could barely hear the music. My music wasn't, it wasn't soft. And my camera was probably, you know, literally 6 feet away from me.
Right.
You know, and the speakers are behind me. So it's like, man. Anyways, I reprogrammed every song because that night I had that drum channel just pegged. I had it pegged. I even turned up the gain. I'm like, did something change one of these gain knobs or something? And it was like pegged, and they still couldn't hear it. There was one song that I tried to do that I couldn't even hear the click. I couldn't hear the drums at all. I couldn't hear the click or the, you know, the count off.
Yeah.
So as like I started it, and like the first few notes started, and I'm like, well, I wasn't ready for that. Why? Where was the click? And I tried, you know, I rewound it real quick. You know, just one button hit. You know, restart. Yeah. Then I did it again. It's like there was no click. All right, I'm not doing that song because I can't hear the.
Right.
Can't hear the drum. It was Blue Suede Shoes.
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's when, you know, I said, all right, I got to go through all this stuff and turn it up. I think when I originally was programming into the, you know, levels and stuff like that, I think I had it down because a lot of it was coming through the subwoofer. And although I had the subwoofer that night, it's really only, the subwoofer was only set up for, you know, frequencies below like 250. 250 right. And below, really. That's all that subwoofer is set. Because I set it up to do that. And by the way, I don't know if you know this, but 250, that is the frequency that punches you in the chest whenever you're...
Yes.
That's the frequency that does it. So if you want less chest thump, just take 250 down. You can get all the rest. But if you want chest thump, 250. However, snare drums are probably at 800 hertz, you know, a little higher. And then there's the, you know, the high-end cymbals and stuff like that. I think I had the drums turned down because it was coming through the subwoofer like crazy. And but the subwoofer wasn't reproducing any of the high end or, you know, mid. So I think what I'll do is I'll just turn it a little bit further down on the sub so I can turn that whole channel up, and then my speakers can handle the mids and highs. And because it's a little bit louder, you know, I just turned the auxiliary down a little bit so that when I turn the channel up, it will increase a little bit into the sub and it will handle that. But it'll also come through the speakers, come through the mains with the mids and highs. So
right.
I think I've got that. I hope I've got that dialed in, you know.
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't have a gig until May right now, so unless something comes up, I mean, I have a DJ here. I'm doing a middle school dance in April. Any suggestions?
No. I think you're probably good as far as the middle school kids. They're not all that hard. You know, to play for.
I mean, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. 6th, 7th, 8th grade. So I've got like 13-year-olds.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not that hard to play for.
I did a little bit of research. I got some BLR, the Oriental Boy Band.
Yeah.
I don't know what
when they did Butter.
Anyway. Yeah. I did get that one. And another one. That was another one that I got.
Yeah.
But, so
yeah,
I think
boys,
that and
boys
the stuff
don't
that
speak
I...
a, don't speak a lick of English.
Really?
No. Don't speak a lick of English, but they sang the song in English, but they don't speak it.
They
crazy.
Just phonetically.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is crazy because the guy that... Journey pulled for to do the lead singing for Journey on their tour. He doesn't speak English either. He's a Filipino guy. But
that's amazing because I was going to bring that up because I saw a Ken Tamplin video who says, okay, so who's the best Journey replacement singer for Steve Perry? And he went through all the guys that did it. And one of the things he said about the Filipino guy was he was not hampered with the English language. So every inflection that Steve Perry used on different words, he just did it that way. He had no idea what he was saying, but he did it that way.
Yep.
So he was unencumbered by his own, you know, method of speaking the English language. So he was able to recreate probably the best out of all of them. And they've had some good singers. They had a really good singer who was the drummer, who was, you know, pretty good.
Right.
And then they had some other guy. But yeah, the Ken Tamplin is a singing coach that has an online singing course that you can buy. Of course, he's always trying to sell it. Which I don't blame him, you know, but
right.
he can sing for sure, you know, he does breakdowns of different things, and that was one of the things he wrote. He did a breakdown of the Journey replacement thing.
He pretty much came up with
the Filipino guy is you know. Probably the best guy. The others have, you know, they had good quality, you know, good qualities. But the Filipino guy was probably the best. And as a matter of fact, the karate school guy that I work for, he went up to see Journey, and the band that they were going to play with at the last minute couldn't do it. So guess who they got? Toto.
Ooh.
I'm like,
really?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding, Journey and Toto? Are you kidding me? That would have been awesome.
Yeah,
that would have been absolutely phenomenal. So they went to see them, and of course they had a blast. You know.
Yeah.
I would love to see Toto.
Yeah.
But yeah. So basically, Toto was the opener for Journey. Hello. you had two headliners there. That's what you had.
Yep, but, you had two headliners.
Yeah, so. But that would have been a great show to see. I would love to see that.
Wow.
Yeah, and he was on like cloud nine when he came back. He was like, oh, that was... Because he was, you know, expecting to see... I forget the other band that couldn't make it. And it might have been one of these newfangled bands that's, you know, trying to... That would have been literally the opener, you know. It just, But I can't remember who it was that was going to be there.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Whenever he said they got Toto, I was like, are you freaking kidding me? That's awesome. When he told me that, I was like, whoa.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome there. Truly, truly, truly. Yeah, I am starting to make music again.
Yeah.
Jump back into that. Yeah. I bought some more equipment, you know, some samplers and some stuff like that. So, yeah, I'll get back into it. I'm thinking about
what program are you using?
There is a program at Serato. Serato is the DJ program that I use, and they have a DAW that they call Serato Studio, and I have to say that that's probably one of the best that I've ever worked with so far.
Well,
besides
the only reason
besides Pro Tools. You know,
I don't have that.
Pro Tools, of course, is the all. I mean, if you're gonna do one, that's
obviously
the,
that's the top, yeah.
But
listen to me, though. If you're gonna do a free one, Cakewalk by BandLab will do.
I have that one. That's the one that all the music that you've heard in the past. That's what I had. I had Cakewalk Sonar.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the one.
Well, now you can't use Sonar anymore. What you have to do is you have to go online, go to bandlab.com, and download Cakewalk. It's free. You just got to set up an account, blah, blah, blah. You know the deal. And you can have Cakewalk. And it's a pretty elaborate version. I mean, there's really, you can get as complex as you want for the most part. I haven't really run up across anything I can't do, you know, that I want, that I'm like, oh, I wish I could do this, you know?
Yeah.
So it does everything. So what I do is, you know, if I download a sequence, or, you know, if I buy a sequence, you know, just download it. When I open it, it opens in Cakewalk. So now I can make all my edits that I know that my keyboard will require me to do. And then I put it on a flash drive and I load it up into my keyboard. Not as a Cakewalk program file, but as a general MIDI file.
Yeah.
So the reason I was asking about that, if you have Cakewalk, can you save your work onto Cakewalk?
Yes. I could.
Because that way, if you wanted me to drop something in that might be kind of cool, you can send me that file. I can open that file. I can drop something in and send that back to you with that new, you know, with that in it.
Ooh, thank you. That is
it. Well, what I'm saying is we can actually collaborate on stuff.
Yeah. That is an awesome idea. Thank you. I will look into that. Because,
I mean, just planting a seed, but, you know, that's
a good seed to plant.
Dude, I have a freaking Korg Kronos, all right?
No.
Don't let it go to waste. Don't let it go to waste.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I might be able to help you out with some stuff, too.
Well, that's, yeah, exactly. That's exactly the way a collaboration works. You big bonehead.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got me thinking now. But I mean, even so, the program that I use currently, the Serato Studio, you can download stems and the MIDI files and send them to somebody else and they can open it and whatever.
Look at this. I have a yellow notepad. And the only word on the front page is Serato. And I've been looking at that. I'm like, what the hell is this? I have no idea. I know it's something Bobby Jeeski told me, but I couldn't think of what that was. And now I can't find a pen. And now I can't find a pen to write down what it is. It's an online thing, music program. Is that what it is? Online music DJ program, right?
Well, they're not. Well, they are online, and there are free versions of it. There's a free version of Serato Studio. There is a version, of course, of Serato DJ. Yeah, so you can get all of those programs, but the Serato Studio, I paid for it, so I mean, I had it. I said, same thing with Walking the other ones. I can download all the MIDI files in stem format and send them to. And you can upload them in whatever you need to upload them in. So you can. I'm gonna go and get Cakewalk just because that's what I used to use. I'm a lot more familiar with that, and the layout Cakewalk is the preferred layout for me. Serato Studio.
Well, you've got that whole piano roll thing. You get that whole piano roll thing where you can open stuff up and take a look at it. You can move stuff around differently. See, even the Chord Kronos doesn't have that type of editing in it.
Right.
So
right.
I have to know exactly how long I want that note to ring for, and I have to set the timer on it. Whereas in Cakewalk, I can just take my mouse and drag the thing over, a little bit
if
I want it to ring longer. So that's where I do all my all my deep editing is on Cakewalk, and then I just put, move it over. So I try to get everything into the Cakewalk version of it. And then, I save the file so I can have that. And then, I'll put it over onto a general MIDI file and load it into the Kronos. And then, if I tweak it after that, which I, inevitably end up doing, I also save it simultaneously. Well, not simultaneously. I have to do it again to that same flash drive, so that all my tweaks on the keyboard in the keyboard internal memory, it changes what's on the flash drive. So then, if I need to really do some deep editing, I can put the thing back into the laptop and use Cakewalk to. To get in there on the last edit I did from the keyboard.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty open as far as, editing options go.
Yeah.
So I can take it back out of the keyboard, put it back into the laptop, and edit it again.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I prefer that layout in Cakewalk, and I like the way Serato Studio works. Now as far as the rap world is concerned, a lot of times we use a lot of samples from stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah. Serato Studio, the thing that I love about Serato Studio is anything that I throw in there, whether it's a sample or a certain instrument or whatever, it puts everything in the tempo of whatever I have it set to. But yeah, the samples, if I use a sample from, you know, I pull a sample from a record, which I've done that a couple of times. I don't like doing a lot of sampling, but I do it on occasion. But like I said, it'll throw it in a sample in whatever key that the song that I'm working on is in. It'll put it in key, and you know, it'll automatically time it and set cue points for the song so that I can, so whatever that sample is, that sample will be in the same tempo and in the same key.
If you sample the drum beat, it would take the peaks and it would arrange them to fit your time.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it pretty much does everything for you. I mean,
I have sampling. Yeah, I have sampling in the Kronos, but I have not explored that yet.
Yeah.
What I also have is a 16-track audio recorder.
Yeah,
as well
that's
as
awesome.
The 16-track MIDI thing.
Cool.
I've only used the audio recorder probably on maybe three songs. To save memory, I'll sing one line into the thing. Like you know how some songs you'll get a call and answer, and it's kind of hard to hit them both live. You know, a song that pops into my head is like Under the Boardwalk. And you can't really
get
back down. You have to, without cutting yourself off. So I put in the Under the Boardwalk. And it's one line, but I run that channel through one of those vocal harmonizers.
Right.
So if I need harmonies on that note that I'm singing, I'm not taking up memory in the computer, in the keyboard, but I'm getting harmony.
Right.
So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really awesome. Yeah, that's really awesome.
So the Beatles birthday, I did a little bit with that one. Because they got that whole break in there. Birthday, I would like it to dance. Birthday. Well, I put the birthdays in.
Yeah.
And that's all I do because you know if you'll chew up memory the more audio you put in. So
right. Yeah.
I'm trying to keep it all for.
Yeah, because
and then once the memory gets full, it bogs itself down. You know.
Right. Yeah, because the keyboard saves it all in WAV formats. And WAV files are huge.
Huge. Yeah, it probably does. I believe you're correct. I don't know for sure, but I don't know that it doesn't, and I assume that it does.
Yeah.
So I try to put as little audio in it as possible.
Right.
I'm just trying to think of what other songs I have that I have audio on. I have Under the Boardwalk. I've got Birthday Beatles. I've got
Yeah, and the other thing that I like about Serato Studio is Serato Studio was built with DJ in mind.
Hold My Hand. I found it. Hold My Hand. That was the other one by Hootie.
Oh, yeah.
That's the other one.
Yeah. Yep.
because I got that stuff in the background there. But all right, sorry. So Serato was made with DJs in mind.
Yeah, Serato Studio was made with DJs in mind, and it's real easy for me to make edits of current songs, remixes of current songs using that software. And the even greater thing about that one is I can pull all the songs that I have from my DJ stuff. I can pull all those songs right into Serato Studio. All of that stuff is compatible and works with each other. Like, you know, the cube that I set up on a certain record, when I pull it into Serato Studio, I'm saying cue points are theirs. And all I got to do is just manipulate that particular song the way I want it. So I have opportunities. And now I'm doing it because, you know, like my favorite DJs, you know, one of them is DJ Jazz F. And, you know, I study his sets. You know, anytime he does a set, I study them sets. I listen to them and stuff like that. And there are so many times this dude is playing a song. I've heard the song before. I've just never heard that version. And I'm like, well, you know, I've been sending him emails and stuff. I'm like, where did you get the song from? And I made it. You know, he took an acapella of whatever song, and he made a beat. On Serato Studio.
Wow.
And bam, now you got the same song. It's a beat that he made.
That's pretty awesome. Right.
It's a personalized
unencumbered
edit
from
that
any.
Yep.
Right. Unencumbered by any beat that might have come with any other version. So where did he get the acapella?
He made it.
Didn't make the acapella. He didn't make the acapella.
There's another program which I've gotten my hands on now. There's another program where you can take out all of the instruments in the song and make an acapella, or you can make an instrumental of the song.
What program is it?
That one.
What program?
Is called, that one is called DJAY, exclusive for Apple products. I think it's $29.
How many?
$29. It's called
29?
DJ. Yeah, I have an iPad because I don't have. Well, I just ordered one today, but I don't have a MacBook. I just ordered a MacBook today.
Wow.
And, yeah, so I'm going to move all my DJ stuff onto that, and I'm going to put the DJ program on there also so that I can make my own acapellas now, and I can start making my own remixes to certain songs and stuff like that.
Awesome.
Yeah, and Serato Studio, like I said, it was built for DJs in mind. And then that's actually one of the options when you bring it up. You know, it says, well, do you want to make your own beat, or do you want to make a remix of a song? So it'll ask you that knows how to set up, you know, the screen you're going to be working with.
So you know how, I have a project for you if you want.
Okay, I'm listening.
You know how people do song mashups?
Yes.
Do you do that?
Yes.
All right. Billie Jean.
Mm-hmm.
And Caribbean Queen by Billy Ocean.
That might be nice.
The beats are the same. The bass line is close.
Yes.
I tried to do it with a mashup app, and it was like, you know, to me. I could see that there's something there, but all I had was this app that kind of does it all automatically.
Yeah.
So
I will look into that. Matter of fact, I think when we get off tonight, I think I will jump into that. Because I'm just trying to train myself to learn this this software even more, so I can, you know, like I said, Jazzy is one of my idols.
Send you what I had, and then you can do with it. It's I think it's a good matchup, but you'll be able to do it better if you can isolate a lot of that stuff. So.
Yeah, and the program that I use, you can chop the songs up, and it's pretty awesome.
I think it would be better because with the app, you can still hear a little bit of what it does is it kind of like picks the fader back and forth, but it doesn't push it all the way over. You'll have a little bit of the other song in there. And the tempos are artificially matched when they're there. So
yeah.
So hopefully I just sent you a thing?
Yeah, I got it.
Check it out later.
They wouldn't let me go through the commercial. They wouldn't let me listen to the commercial. But yeah, I'll check it out when we get off.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, most definitely.
That'll be fun. So anyway, if you wanna start, doing some stuff together, I can if you send me a MIDI, I'm gonna end up sending you a MIDI back unless I convert it.
Right.
I convert it to audio, which we could still do.
It would be easy, just send it to me in MIDI. Yeah.
It depends on what sound source you have. You know what I mean? Because if I come up with some really cool sounds in this keyboard, they're not going to translate to whatever you're playing them on.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I didn't think about that. Yeah, I mean, because I have a number of instruments, but yeah, it might not sound correct if I'm not using something that's close to whatever you have.
Right, which is why I said what I'll do is, record like audio tracks so we can send it back and forth that way. Because then, no matter what, you can play an audio track.
That'll work too.
As long as we have a medium to send back and forth, that will accept the idea of bytes or whatever. Maybe email.
Okay, we can do that on the Airwaves America ones because I have the option to allow however big file I want on any of those.
Wow.
Yeah, so the file can all good.
Yeah, we'll do that. That would be the way to do it.
Yep.
Upload it to that website and then you can. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
All right.
That'll work. That'll work. This will be fun. Yeah, this will be very fun. Yeah, you can probably do a whole bunch of guitarists for me too.
Well, maybe depending on what you want. I'm not a real.
Well, I'm not a guitar player at all. So, I mean, I try.
I can get you some good power chords.
Yeah.
The other thing I was
you do a pretty good job. Your show, sir. You do a pretty good job.
My mixer can double as a recorder. I just need to put a device in it, a memory device in it.
Right.
Record. Oh, so I can record stuff. I can record, so cool.
Yeah. You make me jealous because I want that mixer.
Oh man, dude, yes you do. let me apologize right now, but yes, you freaking want this mixer.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that I'll be able to talk her into music at this point, seeing that I've been talked her into this laptop.
Well, listen, get some more gig and pay for it with gig money.
Yeah, that is true. And
because you don't have so many gigs that now you're relying on that as income, right?
Right.
So go out and you know, buck up some gigs, tell people you're available, and put that cash someplace safe.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a couple. My wife just hit me up today about someone who needs a wedding done. Oh, when is it? Forgot when it is, but anyways, yeah. I've got a couple booked already.
Yeah, so if you get, I don't know what you charge for a wedding. My wedding start like at 800. So if you get two weddings at that, even at that, and I know you probably go higher than that, but two weddings will cover that mixer.
Yeah, I'm 15.
Yeah, so like one wedding would cover.
Yeah, I'm 15, so yeah,
well,
I think I'm good.
You're gonna want to get the hard case that comes with it. It
yeah.
comes with a soft rinky dink case. But you're going to want to get the hard case, another 175. So,
yeah, that's probably going to be the plan anyway. Because yeah, I got flight cases for most of my stuff. I just
yeah.
makes it easier, especially
right.
traveling. Yeah, so.
Well, I've got cases that I've found here and there. I've got ragtag, but what I've done is I've tricked them out on the inside to fit exactly what I need. So,
yeah.
So yep. I have an old hard shell camcorder case that I carry the laptop and some cords and a pedal and my microphone in.
Wow.
SKB type of case that carries my light, one of my effects lights, plus DMX cords and power cords on either side.
Yeah.
So they're just like suitcase type things.
Yeah, you're making it work, so.
Okay, and it's, nobody's the wiser because I make it work.
Yeah.
No one's going to pick on me saying, you got that old camcorder case. It says Panasonic on it. And.
Yeah. Nobody cares about how it gets there. They just care about how it
right.
sounds.
And I've got that of it, so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
well,
I'm
gonna let you go. If you're good,
oh.
I'm good. Great show. We'll
yeah, of course we'll do our thing.
And is Sue still with us?
Yes.
All right, a special thank you to Sue. Thank you very, very much for calling in.
Yeah. Thank you. For holding down Dave while I was out.
That's right.
Yeah. We all make a pretty good team.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
the awesome part.
You were great. She was great. I sucked.
No, man, you had the sexy deep voice.
No.
You had it going on.
No, you didn't suck. I was really struggling there. But it was a lot of fun with you.
There you go. It's been confirmed by two hands. So we outvote you. So you did a good job. You did a great job. But on that note,
well, you're both very good friends, and I appreciate you both. So thank you.
Me all too.
Right. And,
okay, bye.
Are you getting old, Dave?
Yeah. Yeah,
you get well. Take care of yourself, bro. If you can't go to work tomorrow, don't go to work.
I time my sicknesses around my gigs, so I've got a little bit of time.
Ah, okay. All right, man.
All right,
I'll talk to you later. Tell the family hi.
Will
do. Sue, you take care, too. Have a good weekend.
Okay, you too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.